Hi guys, Kenny Zinski here from CatholicSpeaker.com. Today I want to talk to you about the priesthood. The clerical sex abuse crisis within the church has left some believing that all priests are bad, that most priests are predators, that most priests have abused their power and committed clericalism, whatever that means. And I just want to tell you something. That is absolutely not true. I've been speaking full-time within the Catholic Church for 20 years. So I've been in and out of parishes and dioceses across North America continuously. And I can tell you, the vast, vast, vast majority of priests that we have are good men. Not only good men, but they have developed heroic virtue in a very difficult time. Men who've laid down their life for the sake of the proclamation of the gospel out of love for Christ and Christ's people. They are servants. And this idea that all priests are bad or they've been compromised, it's just not true. I mean, we have holy priests who are being obedient in very difficult times, in very difficult circumstances, sometimes serving under very difficult bishops. And why are they faithful? Because they took a vow. They gave their life to Christ. They responded to the call, and they're not about to abandon the call that Christ has put on their life. I recently sat down with a priest after doing a parish mission for him because he struck me as a very heroic, virtuous type of man. And I asked him how lay people could support their pastors. And he said three things. Number one, pray for your priests. And not some sort of generic prayer, God bless my pastor, my priest. No, pray very specifically that he would become holy, that he would become a great saint. St. John Vianney, he's the patron saint of priests, and he was known in his earthly life for great holiness. And it's said that the devil appeared to him one day saying that if there were three of him in the world, his kingdom would be destroyed. You see, Pope John Paul II said this, holy people and holy people alone can renew humanity. So when you're looking at your parish and you ask yourself this question, what does my parish need? Number one, at the very top of the list, has to be a holy priest. So pray for him. Pray that he would be holy. I mean, sometimes we think, I wish my priest was a better administrator. You can hire an administrator. You can't hire holiness. Sometimes I wish my priest was more gifted in preaching. See, giftedness doesn't equal holiness. But if your priest is holy, it's going to come across in his preaching. What your parish needs is a holy priest, and he needs your help. He needs divine grace. He needs assistance. So call upon heaven to fill him with the power of the Holy Spirit so that he can serve in the way God has asked him to serve. Pray for your priest and commit to this. Number two, serve your parish. Now, if you're not sure how to get involved and to serve your parish, well, just make an appointment with your priest. Sit down and ask him this very simple question. How can I help? That's it. Just ask him, how can I help? How can I help you? I guarantee you, he's not going to come back at you and say, you know what? It's all done. Just go sit in the pew, sit back, relax, because, you know, there's nothing else left to do. And if by some chance he does say something like that, go to point one and pray for him. Your priest is going to be incredibly encouraged if you come to him and say, how can I help? You see, the Dead Sea has 6.5 million tons of fresh water that flow into it each day, but it has no water flowing out. That makes the Dead Sea unfit for life. All the water flowing in, nothing flowing out. Sometimes we as Catholics have a Dead Sea mentality. We sit in the pews, we plug into the sacraments, we take, but we never respond to the commission at the end of Mass to serve God, to serve God's people. If we're always thinking about ourselves and we're never giving to our parish, the life of the parish begins to shrivel up. A sign of a healthy parish is when its members are giving, using their gifts and talents to serve one another. And your pastor, your priest, is going to be incredibly grateful and encouraged when one of his children comes to him and says, "How can I serve?" He's going to be incredibly encouraged by that. So ask him, "How can I help?" And number three, get involved with your parish. See what the parish is offering and just get involved with it. Are they offering Bible studies? Are they offering children's programming? Are they offering a parish mission by your favorite Catholic speaker, Ken Yuzinski? Whatever your parish is offering, get involved with it. Why? Well, because your priest is going to see you getting involved and he's going to be encouraged because his dream for you and for the rest of the people in the parish is that they come to know Jesus Christ. And so by providing all these activities within the parish, that's his hope, that's his dream, that people would grow in faith. And so he's going to be greatly encouraged by that. So find out what's happening in your parish and just plug in. Is it a social? Is it a more spiritual thing? Do they have devotions happening? Is there Eucharistic adoration? Is there spots for you to sign up? Get involved. Participate. And I want to touch on something very important. What would make your priest the happiest? If I was a priest, I would just think, seeing my people go to Mass. Because the Eucharist is a source and summit of our faith. You want to encourage your priest? Go to Mass every single Sunday. Don't miss. And then if you can, go to during the week. Because there's nothing more that's going to make him happy than seeing the people he's serving, that he's praying for, because he's praying for you. Seeing them respond and then come to Mass. And connected with that, get involved. How? By not just going to Mass, but number two, go to confession. And you might be thinking, well, that's going to really depress my priest. He's going to hear all my sins. It's going to encourage him. Why? Because he's going to see his parishioners coming to him with their weakness so that they could be healed and forgiven by Jesus Christ. I can't imagine a greater joy if I was a priest than, number one, seeing my people come to the Eucharist, and number two, confessing sin, seeking God's forgiveness in the sacrament of confession. So when's the last time you went to confession? Go regularly. You're going to bless your priest, and it's going to bless you. So in light of the clerical sex abuse crisis, maybe your pastor hasn't said anything about it, but I can guarantee you he's very much aware of it. And maybe he's discouraged, I don't know. But you want to bless your priest? Send him this video and then tell him, "Father, I'm doing these three things. Number one, I'm praying for you. Number two, how can I help? I'm going to get involved with the parish to serve. And number three, I'm going to participate in the life of the parish." And I can guarantee you, if the priests of North America had the parishioners responding this way, I mean, they would be so filled with joy and the church would be transformed. My name is Ken Yuzinski from CatholicSpeaker.com. Thanks for watching.